Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Don't cry. Can you think of a time when you have heard those words? It was probably at a time when you had every reason to cry. Don't cry. Jesus spoke those words to a widow who had every reason to cry. She had lost her husband. He was not only the love of her life, he was also someone who cared and provided for her. Then it was her son. As it often happens, he had probably stepped up after his father died and been a huge source of support and comfort for his grieving mother. But now he too was being carried out of the city in a sad procession. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." These words weren't so much a command as a promise. "Don't cry, because I am here to help." Jesus placed his hand on the coffin and everyone stood still. Then, surprisingly, he spoke to the young man as if he weren't dead. "Young man, I say to you, get up." Everyone knew that this young dead man didn't have the power to get up. His pulse had long been gone. His heart hadn't pumped blood through his veins for hours, maybe days. His lungs were deflated. His pupils weren't adjusting to changing light. And the neurons in his brain had been shut down. He was dead. But when Jesus spoke, the young man sat up and began to talk. The people knew what this meant. God has come to help his people. Jesus is God. The power that he displayed on that day in Nain would be exhibited for all to see when he himself rose from the dead. The sinless Son of God has power over death. Later, Jesus would comfort his friend Martha, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." Every day is one day closer to death. As you think about your own death, or when you feel the painful emptiness and loneliness that comes from losing a loved one, remember the power of Jesus. Remember his power over death, and his promise that he will raise from the dead all those who trust in him and give them eternal life. Remember his words to the widow of Nain and hear his voice saying, "Don't cry." Dear Lord Jesus, you alone have power over death because of your death and resurrection. Even though I may grieve here on earth, help me to remember your power and fill my heart with hope. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.